Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to The Dave Glover Show. It's time now for the DGS Rewind. These are our favorite segments of the week.
Girl, take a seat. Rach put together a Craigslist Price is Right.
Correct.
Ready to go.
All right, guys. Mm-hmm. Let's start with a knee scooter in excellent condition. I don't know anything else but that.
Is this like when you break your leg thing?
Yes. Oh. A knee scooter. Knee.
I thought it was a brand name and you were saying me. Okay.
A Sue scooter.
A scooter for your knee in excellent condition. If you're buying that off of Craigslist, how much are you paying?
Excellent condition. Is it motorized?
No.
Okay.
It's a scooter. It just scoots.
$75
Your other leg. Dave, you just hit the nail.
Wow. You go, Dave. Dang.
No one else even has to bid.
All right. $60, Rachel.
$74.
Next up, we have a registered female alpaca with papers. She's 7 years old.
She's got all
the papers you need.
Not illegal.
She registered.
An undocumented llama.
She's registered?
She's got her papers.
She's got her work visa.
She's 7 years old. She has been an excellent mother. She's very food and treat motivated. Who isn't? She loves water, sprinkler, and hosed down. So
is that the way it's written?
That is how it's written.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I have so much in common with
she loves water.
You're not as documented.
And hosed down.
Very friendly. Serious inquiries only, please. We are not interested in casually getting to know the female alpaca.
I wonder how long
how
they
would
live.
You for
like
her?
Is seven yeah. old?
Right.
That's a great question.
Dead is, man is, walking.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Google it.
Does she come with any accommodations?
You want a blanket,
like
or?
like a leading
anything? Does she come with any?
No.
She come with a llama house.
So alpacas live from 15 to 20 years. So she's middle aged.
Okay. All right.
I like that she used to be a good mother. Like she's turned.
Yeah, it could be.
She's real nasty now.
Yeah.
She resents the children. Yeah.
Stays out late at night.
That's why we're getting rid of her.
Rach, I'll start it again.
I have no idea.
And I will go with $1,000.
Okay.
I will go with $400.
I was thinking. I was thinking five. I'll go $500.
I will say.
I bet it's lower.
$395.
Yeah. That's going to be the winner.
Dave takes it.
Oh!
$850.
Wow.
Another point for Dave.
Know your livestock.
Mm-hmm. I thought Tony was going to be like $5.
I know my well-documented good mothers.
Next up, we have plates decorated with various fruits. 8-inch diameter, 6 beautiful Stafford plates with different fruit patterns on each one, sold only as a set. These plates are like new.
What are they made out of? Does it say?
Plate material.
Alpaca.
Stone.
Eight
plates.
8 diameter. 6 plates, oh. 8 oh, inch diameter.
Plates.
With
well,
a different fruit pattern on each one.
You really need
is there a picture?
Eight.
Do you remember if it was attractive?
They were very fetching. My new word.
Do they look like fine china or is it just every day? Here's a plate with fruit.
I wouldn't call it fine china, but it's something you could definitely display in your home.
$5 a plate, $30.
Oh,
okie dokie.
$50, Rachel.
Okay.
35. I'm sorry, Tony.
51.
Andrew got it right on.
Woo, yes. Andrew! Yes.
Nice. From the man who doesn't believe in fruit plates.
I would never pay that much.
It's
for
because
a fruit plate.
He had no emotion towards the plates, yeah. But he was able to just see.
Can I tell you something
really
though?
Were. Yes.
After 10 years together, you're right about bananas.
Yeah.
They appear.
You just sometimes you just find them.
That part is yet to happen to me.
But you
but
don't need
I
more
waste
than one.
So much. Not I don't waste a lot of money on bananas, but I buy them every time I go to the store, and I might eat one out of the bunch.
It took me a lot of fruit flies before I realized, like, I'm not eating these fast enough.
All right, guys, keep in mind this is on Craigslist. This is a Lana Snow breast pump at a Chesterfield. It does not say if it is new or used.
What's the name?
Near Mint.
Is that the Lana user?
Lana Snow breast pump. Is the brand, with three different pumping styles and eight levels of suction that mimic your baby's natural feeding pattern. The Signature Pro double electric breast pump set offers independent control to let you adjust for ideal comfort and optimized milk production.
Qualifying again, question.
Yes.
Does it pump just breasts?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's designed for.
That's the
well.
That's really that determines the value.
We
I
can
think.
Get around that.
Yeah.
55.
Ooh,
five,
that's a good guess.
Five.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how much they cost new.
I don't either.
We don't know if it's new or used. They do not specify, so you're taking quite the risk.
For all that suction, I'm going to say $100.
Andrew's done it again.
Woo! Yes! I know
it's Chesterfield, after all.
I know
all.
My suction.
Yeah. Good cover, like you know nothing about him. He's like,
definitely
Lance
never
Snow.
Researched
that's
this.
Definitely a great brand. Leaves you a little chafed, but...
Oh, gosh. Okay. Once again, this is on Craigslist, so keep that in mind when you make your bid. This is hand sanitizer of 60 ounce.
Okay.
Of the 60 ounce hand sanitizer.
I have one
family.
Big bottle of hand sanitizer with vitamin E. Volume is 60 ounce. New condition for sale.
100% chance there's more than hand sanitizer in that.
Have you seen all those stories from the FDA about the poisoned hand sanitizer? They've released like 15 different names of hand sanitizer brands that they say
are poison,
that are toxic.
Oh, that's my great. God.
Yeah.
Man, I bought a hand sanitizer last week, and I had been kind of skating by on pre-COVID hand sanitizer up until then. It just smells like cheap liquor.
Yeah.
And it just takes you back to like being 21 and in a... It's horrible. It's horrible. You're just trying to sanitize your dang hands.
It's like grain alcohol.
What does it say the brand name? Is there a picture of the bottle?
I don't think there is a brand name, Tony.
Newman's
this is
own.
Just hand sanitizer of 60 ounce.
Of 60 ounce isn't good enough for you.
Of 60 ounce.
$20.
This is so funny.
Okay.
How big is 60 ounces? Is it one of the like the big ones we see?
Yes.
About
the size of
$15, Rage.
Dave?
Wow.
15? That's a good deal.
Right on the nose.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal of 60 ounces.
Okay, next we have some adult pull-up diapers. This is a 20-count. New condition. 20-count pack adult pull-up diaper size medium.
New condition?
That kind of made Tony nervous. He's having a
new
moment.
New in-package packs of slits in top of package. I have three packages available.
Are all of these listed by the same person? The grammar seems really similar.
So they're still in the box, but the box has been opened?
Yeah, they're in like a plastic pouch, and that pouch has been slit open. But they're new. New condition.
Well,
what did they have to that, like?
Those are two different things.
New condition.
Yeah. New
is
and
bothersome.
Yeah, right. That
those
is,
are two different things.
That is two different things.
Yeah. Why new they, is new.
New they, is new. New just, condition is...
Did they just open the top to get that new diaper smell? Like, why did you...
Right!
Why did you open the top and then
I don't like...
Yeah, it's diapers. I'm selling these.
I don't like that they... I don't like the wording. New condition. I also don't like that they were for some reason compelled to let us know that.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
The last thing these are used.
Right.
Right.
So you guys need to know the
fear
last
not.
Thing these are. So, yeah.
How,
that's
how many is it?
Everything
Rich?
About that scary.
Three
me.
Packages of 20, did you say?
No
three
one has
packages
been wearing
of 20.
These.
Stand
and I'll
by.
Tell you that much
she's
right
got,
now.
She's got to do some producing.
She's doing
producer
something.
Work
while
going
we talk,
on here.
She's got to do some producing.
I am going to say $50.
Could you give me those numbers again one more time?
This is an adult pull-up diapers, and I want you guys to know that diapers is in the possessive, which is incorrect.
Diaper
apology. 20 count.
Yes.
New condition. So, 20 count pack adult pull up a diapers, size medium, new in package pull up packs of slips on top of pack.
Was that you or him? Does it say pull up a?
It says pull up.
Because this guy's already a dumbass, yeah, right? It's possessive diapers, like the diapers own something.
That was my dumbass.
New conditions, slit.
Rachel accidentally went to the ESL Craigslist.
20 diapers, $10.
All right.
25.
New condition, that's going to be 15.
You know what? Tony already won. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tony. Now you know,
they're $4 each, three packs for $10.
At our behest, Tony has done a lot of diaper searching online.
I have.
So I kind of thought he was going to take this one.
I'm not even kidding right now. 50-50, you're killed.
When you pick him up?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
they're not
for
there.
Sure.
Right? The guy's wearing one for sure.
Yeah. That diaper box isn't going to be
the
only thing.
And he takes
box?
It off. He's like, 21, here you go.
Why'd they open the box?
There's no good reason.
Mm-mm.
What's in the box when you get it?
We've got three items left in Craigslist Price is Right, and they are some good ones. We have right now a sequence prom dress from St. Charles. I think they mean sequined.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
What?
Sequence prom dress.
That is hilarious.
This is a beautiful prom dress. Bought it for my daughter, and she never wore it. Too small. Tags are on it.
That's
it was
sad.
From Macy's in the junior department, size 7.
Baby
yeah, I don't know why you had to
used.
Fat shame your daughter in your listing.
That was right?
Totally unnecessary.
She's too big
junior
to get asked.
Department size 7.
Junior size 7 is tiny.
Yeah, that
what
is tiny.
High school, what person that could be possibly going to prom would wear a
oh, that's
junior
possible.
Size
the juniors
7.
Is like the
juniors
teens.
Is teen sizes.
I'll tell you who, a grown man that sells new condition adult pull-ups.
But it's still very
this is all the same family.
She couldn't fit through the doors of the gym, so.
So how much are you guys paying for this sequence prom dress?
125.
Alrighty.
80.
Okie dokie.
65.
$75.
Andrew takes it. This is $40.
Woo! Wow.
So right now,
Andrew.
We have, Andrew has three and Dave has three. There's two left.
Mm-mm. Well, that means I could get the three.
Yeah, I'm hopeless.
That's true. It's anybody's game.
Anyone but Sue.
Yeah, I'm totally out.
I didn't know that a thing like this existed, and now I do. This is out in Maplewood. It's a Zap Cane 1 million volt zapper.
1 million volt?
Does that seem excessive? Volts?
I'm just reading the listing, people. 1 million volt rechargeable zap cane.
That can
slide a switch and push a button, and lightning bolts zap on the contact surfaces. Also has weak flashlight, but who cares if you can zap a clown? New inbox, charged up and ready to use.
Zap? It says zap a clown?
I'm reading the. I am not taking creative
is it
license.
Well, you did say they're pull uppers. So
reading it wrong.
Is it a weapon? Is it like a defense?
It's like a defense
it's
weapon
like
for people who use canes, I believe. It can double up as like a taser.
Which is what I thought it was until he said lightning bolts, and then I thought maybe it was some kind of like novelty thing.
A million volts sounds like a lot of volts.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
I'm just reading the listing, people.
So it's a juiced up cane weapon.
I like that it's a weak flashlight, though.
Yeah. But who cares?
It'll kill an elephant.
Who cares when you can zap a clown?
$100.
Okay.
For that kind of voltage,
yeah.
If
it really has a million volts,
it can't.
A taser
right?
peaks at 50,000 volts, so that is like 200 times
this
more powerful
than
a taser.
He's just making stuff up.
Yeah.
$50.
What are you saying?
I'm going to say, God, 100's a good guess. I'm going to say 130.
I think Sue got this one.
Finally.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I think Tony got it.
Turn it.
I'm going to say.
$1.
Would you say 50?
Yes.
I'm going to say 65.
Then I think Tony's got it.
$60. I need one more to tie. More to make it a three-way tie. Here we go.
Can I just say these are the best items ever?
Yes.
This is a good Price is Right.
A million volts.
Here's our final item.
For $60?
A million volts that's could right. burn down
it's
a
it's a weak
building.
Flashlight, but it's got like a million volts.
Who cares?
This is our final item, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Feet picks at your special request.
Oh, God.
Condition, excellent. Interested in feet pictures? We have two women available to fulfill your special request.
What do you do?
Respond for more info. I also love that if you want feet pictures, all you need to know is there are women. Not the size of the foot, not what the lady looks like.
Got
just if it's a woman and she's got a foot.
And it's on request?
I believe what they're saying is like, would you like the foot in a high-heeled shoe?
Right.
Oh.
And so this is per episode.
Correct. Per photo. Feet
per
picks
pick.
At
per
your
pick.
Special
$25.
Request.
So we're giving them.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. What is excellent condition? The feet or the photos?
The photos.
The photos.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. I didn't catch that. That's
high definition photos.
I didn't catch. So I don't like the enterprise behind this, right? Like, we have several women available. Like, this,
well,
this
yeah.
seems illegal.
For
this is
picks?
Where you're planting your flag?
What?
After all the weird crap you've done?
Per pick.
Per photo.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Custom,
yeah,
Andrew.
Custom feet picks. I'm going to say, I'm just going to round it out $20.
Isn't that what Dave said?
25.
He said 25. I'm going to say,
go lower.
I'm used to a higher class foot whore.
Well, sure.
Yeah, these are just two women.
I'm thinking about
10. We got 10. Two women in here right
I'm
now.
I'm thinking about 15, so I'm going to say 12.
I've seen both your feet.
12.50.
Okay. I think we could use Tony and Andrew easier.
Okay.
All right,
I'll do feet picks if anybody wants them. Just
$10, Rachel.
Just ask.
Andrew wins the game.
Yes!
$20 on the nose for the special feet picks. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, monkeys. Can we play the...
Oh, I thought you'd never ask,
the
Dave.
Dumbest, weirdest... This is local. I think it's Fox 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-hitting journalism now, here.
This is like a 2-minute and 30-second story. So
strap in.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator
right
Chris
there.
Hayes
stop right there.
Found a backstory that rivals Joe.
If you're going to say that sentence, you have to say it the way that person did. Like, I don't even know. She said it like she was smoking a cigarette from a cigarette holder at the Great Gatsby's party. The chimp tried to get in the car.
See?
Do it again.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator Chris Hayes.
Okay, one more thing. Like, they didn't stop when the chimp was just standing on the side of the road.
Right.
They're just like, chimp. But then the chimp's like...
trying to open the door.
And they're like, hey.
Now it's... What?
Now the video is up on the DGS blog, 971talk.com/Glover. Go watch it. It is crazy to watch this chimp like trying to hitchhike, first of all, flagging down cars, and then trying to climb in. We are this close to the Planet of the Apes.
Be honest.
This close.
Be honest.
Yes.
You're driving. You're on a road trip. Driving across the country, plains of Kansas, middle of the day, you're alone, and you suddenly see a chimpanzee on the side of the road hitchhiking. Thumbs out. What? Obviously knows what he's doing, hitchhiking.
I'm probably taking my chances.
Picking him up?
Probably taking my chances.
It's a common sight, so.
I mean, it's happening here, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a local story.
Is this
chimp related to the monkeys?
Travis?
No. Travis is no longer with us.
But I know, but he still has relations. Uncle
Remember Fanny? The story from last year about the lady that had the three monkeys in the cul-de-sac that were jumping on people's cars?
Yeah. I don't think
that
this
was
is
a local story, right?
It was local.
Those were emotional support baboons.
I almost want to say that was like Highland or something.
Sounds right.
I thought of the same thing, Tony. This woman has been in the news before, though. Her name is Connie Casey, and she would do chimpanzee birthday parties, and there were several.
Is that birthday parties for chimpanzees?
I think she takes the chimp to your
party. Gotcha. But that would be a limited business.
The way Fox 2 described it were several high-profile chimp assaults.
What?
High-profile?
So, high-profile as in, like, they were making the news.
Like Clyde from...
Beating up famous people? Yeah.
Any which way
I just think she would. I think that the chimps were hurting people.
Oh. High-profile people? Or the chimps were high-profile?
I think the cases just became high-profile. I didn't get a clear answer on that.
Not a run-of-the-mill chimp attack.
Heck no.
So she was actually sued by PETA because this was happening over and over again. And in 2018...
And then she threw him a birthday party and all was forgiven.
Yeah, in 2018, she agreed to get rid of the chimps because she was... not fit to take care of them, according to this lawsuit. She gave them to a woman named Tanya Haddix, who now lives on Connie Casey's property. I think she set up a trailer there so she can look after the chimps. So the chimps are still in this woman's possession. She just has this...
What was wrong with Connie Casey that she couldn't take care of a chimp?
Dave, I don't know. I didn't get that deep into the story. The chimps were assaulting people, from what I understand.
Red flag one.
PETA sued High her because people. They believed right. the chimps were
If you were famous
endangered.
Enough, they just kept walking.
In 2018, she was required to give them up. So she said, okay, I'm giving them to my friend who lives on my property.
In
so,
a trailer.
You
That's
know
perfect
how
for
things
three
work out for friends who come over to take care of chimps, right?
Yeah.
That lady got her face ripped off. She came over because her friend who slept with Travis. Yeah, she got
that
a haircut.
Woman got a haircut, and that was it.
And then she
picked
she
up
had
the favorite stuffed animal.
The Elmo.
Well.
Elmo.
Come on.
So you don't take Travis's Elmo.
This Fenton chimp.
It's common
the Fenton
sense.
Chimp. I believe her name is Michaela. I don't know the status of this
Macarena.
Chimp.
Victorino.
That's what I heard.
That's Victorino. Her boyfriend.
No one cares.
Poor
I don't know.
Victorino just getting crapped on in this.
Yeah,
song.
I know. No one likes Victorino.
I'm sorry, Victorino. This chimp could still be with animal control. It could be back at the chimp compound there. I was not able to get an answer out of this.
I know this.
Be following
he opened
this story.
His own door to get in the car.
Absolutely.
Wherever he's at.
So they're saying that it's actually a girl. They're saying that she was able to get out of a cage that wasn't fastened properly, made her way to Highway CC.
Opposable thumbs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They could not subdue this chimp.
Ooh,
animal control
yeah.
gave two doses of ketamine, but the chimp was still mobile. And they were going to have to go get more ketamine from a nearby vet. Kind of creepy. I don't know the status of the chimp right now. I will be following this story for the DGS audience.
Okay, you work for animal...
I love your chimp.
Yeah, I'm giving you another one. Yeah, I'm giving you another one. You work for animal protective...
Your doctor's a chimp.
Yeah, you work for animal protective services.
Yes.
You get to Connie's house.
Okay.
You go in.
Yep.
Hi, Connie!
He's sitting... The chimp, he or she,
right
she
there.
Is sitting at the kitchen table. She's got one of those like party whistles that go, and you walk in and you say, "I'm here for the chimp." The chimp looks at you and then lights the candles on a birthday cake.
Right?
Are you? You're like he's. She's. Everything's okay here, and you leave, or do you still take her with you?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty impressed. I'm going to have a hard time ketamining Victorino at that point.
At that point, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any abuse
I mean,
happening.
Is he wearing a hat?
Yeah, a birthday hat.
If he's wearing a hat,
yeah,
then.
A comb birthday hat.
We got no problems. Yeah. I might ketamine Connie.
Oh my gosh. R. King on Twitter says Connie's husband used to ride around Festus with a chimp on the back of a motorcycle.
That seems safe.
Is this real? This is happening in our own backyard.
Mm.
Crazy.
Right?
All right, let's play the story.
Okay, we'll listen to the whole thing.
Yes.
Tonight in the Fox Files, an escaped chimpanzee and Festus. It shocked people Tuesday, who stopped when the chimp tried to get into a car.
All new at 10, investigator
That's
Chris Hayes
stop. That's
found a
go.
Backstory that rivals Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
It unfolded right here on Highway CC outside Festus.
Oh, my God, he's getting in the door. Oh, he's robbing that Oh my God.
A Facebook video documented the chimpanzee
He's
escape Tuesday.
Him?
It's since been taken down, but the evidence and these photos remain in a file at Jefferson County Animal Control. You can see the animal try to get into a car before being taken back to its cage. This brought a flood of emotions to 37-year-old Jason Coates. He's a convicted felon because he shot a chimp that escaped the same property in 2001. He was 17.
I told you this lady has chimp issues.
Hands down, I went down, I got my shotgun, I got my dogs in the house. In the process, I shot the chimpanzee, ran back in the house.
Chimpicide?
For that, they vilify me as some kind of Jeffrey Dahmer type animal abuser. I'm a convicted animal abuser. I'm a convicted felon for shooting a chimpanzee in my front yard.
He used to live next door. That's Connie Casey's house, known for once planning chimpanzee birthday parties.
I love
Coates
this guy.
Thought the chimps were gone after a lawsuit by PETA and an agreement that Casey give them up.
I figured it was spider monkeys or capuchins or something along those lines. Nope, sure enough, it was another full-grown 180-pound chimpanzee wandering the streets of Texas.
Tanya Haddock says Casey did give them up to her.
I stepped up and was willing to come up there and provide that care and provide the financial support to these chimpanzees so that they could remain in the only home that they know.
Haddock says she's moved a trailer on Casey's property so she can care for the chimps and they can stay where they've grown up.
If anybody is really concerned about the welfare of the chimps, you try to do what's best for them chimpanzees. You've got to realize they have been raised in home-like environments, so they know nothing about being wild chimpanzees.
Haddock says the chimp was playful and curious when it escaped. The animal control report says this man, a vet, gave 2 doses of the tranquilizer ketamine, but the chimp was still mobile and that Connie Casey was going to get more ketamine from a nearby vet.
There's 7 of them. I mean, honestly, they are my kids. You get to know each of them.
Casey did not respond to me. We first reported on her in 2009 after a series of high-profile chimp attacks led to a lawsuit by the animal rights group PETA. That lawsuit, 2 years ago, led to Casey giving up her chimps in an arrangement that brought Haddocks to live here. For the Fox Files, I'm Chris Hayes.
Sorry, should have probably cut that last bit out.
I can't get past the guy's a convicted felon for shooting a 180-pound chimpanzee.
As you
yard.
Can see, these people have had major problems with the chimps on their property. I just Googled Connie Casey, and she's raised 40 chimpanzees there over a period of time. One escaped. He shot it. Now he's a felon
for doing that. How is that possible?
In 2018, she had agreed to give the chimps up. So if I'm told to give something up and then I just give it to my roommate, is that really giving something up? I mean, the woman who took ownership of them lives on the property with Connie Casey.
Big difference between child abuse, obviously. But that's like saying we took the kids away, their grandparents moved into an RV in the driveway, and they still live in. And I don't think that they would take the chimp and bring it like back to Tanzania, and like she was like, they don't know how to be wild chimps.
True.
I don't think they were going to put it back.
They would go to a sanctuary,
right?
But yeah, PETA was after her a couple years ago. She obviously says they're misrepresenting her. PETA says, no, these chimps are being raised in like this barren, filthy facility and they shouldn't be there. So it is kind of similar to a local Tiger King situation. Anytime you have like exotic animals like this, it's almost as if the average person doesn't know how to care for them very well. It's the reason why we don't keep them as pets.
181 pounds.
Was he wreaking
That's
havoc?
What I weigh.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, if you see me in your front yard, naked.
Trying to get into your car.
Eating all your corn, you can shoot me.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Dave Glover Show. Right now it's time for the DGS Rewind. These are our favorite segments of the week.
What's this?
It's a fancy... Let's get Andrew in here.
He knows what it is.
Galileo. Isn't that a barometer?
Yeah, I've always wanted one of those.
Thermometer.
Oh, it's a thermometer.
And now I get one.
Galileo thermometer.
I always just thought these were decorations, and now I know they have a purpose.
Oh, that's nice. It says, congratulations on 1 million downloads, Dave. Please take this home and enjoy it. Great. I love it.
Where are you reading that?
Right there. It's engraved on the side.
Huh, I didn't take see this. That.
They had take this home and enjoy it engraved on the side.
Gee, that's hard to do on glass and still read it.
It's from Things Remembered.
I hope you display this on your deck. So, Andrew, do you know anything about this?
No, it's a, as I understand it, it's a
Galileo
thing.
Thermometer.
It's an object. Okay.
I have a small version of that.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to check the Merk Cox show morning show.
It looks
got to be theirs.
It looks highly breakable.
Sue, no talk about a Galileo thermometer this morning?
Well, no, Mark is gone. He's on vacation.
Oh, it's Mike,
it's
right?
Mike. Ferguson? Maybe he brought it in.
Man, I saw Mike Ferguson.
You're dicking it.
Oh, God.
Not you supposed do to that do
to
that.
I don't know. You're,
oh, my gosh. Okay. We're never going to know the temperature now.
Okay.
You're holding the... Here, no, I think
it's
I'm settled.
Reading the instructions. Don't point
it
at me.
Does it say turn it upside down?
Of course it doesn't say
he's shaking it up like a mocker...
Like what? Margarita?
So each, so it's full. It's a, what it's like things? a Macarena.
Quick, turn it upside down. Like what? Like a Margarita. Turn it upside down like a damn Margarita.
What are these things?
I'm still
he's
not
trying
clear
to say maracas.
Maracas.
You don't turn maracas upside down.
You don't turn maracas upside down either.
He was shaking it though.
If you don't get on your head like the forbidden dance, I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, Macarena! What are you doing?
Oh, he's all upside down like a dance.
So it's a big glass tube full of water with a bunch of little smaller...
Yeah, it's all about barometric pressure where those little guys rise
and
based on...
Depending on how many of them have risen is the temperature.
That's Boy, pretty... that's like super... That's
fancy?
Dumb.
Fancy?
How do you know it
that's
works?
That's real dumb.
How do you know it's accurate?
What do you mean it's dumb?
It's a good question.
It's hot.
Oh, hey. Like, this is the most inefficient the way I've ever seen of making, of like telling the temperature.
Well, I don't think it's actually used for people to, as their sole source of what temperature is.
No?
It's just cool.
Well, Tony should bring in his thermometer gun.
I do. I have the laser thermometer in the office. We could
See if it works. See if it's
see
real.
How accurate it is.
So, well, do we have any idea what that is reading right
I
now?
I do.
Yeah.
It's reading 80.
Oh, cool.
Wait a minute. Really? How
so
are you
I can see the... Because the instructions.
You.
The ones that have risen, it's the lowest one is the temperature.
All right.
I don't know why.
Well, you did just turn it upside down, so it could still be working.
It was 76 before I turned it upside down.
Here, shake it up again. Do the Macarena.
But it is hot in here. I believe 80.
Oh, it is so hot in here.
Yeah, it's hot.
Hey, what's the temperature?
Should I go get the gun thing? We can test?
I don't know. It's in my office somewhere.
Oh, I'll go.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, that's what you want. Send Andrew in there to tear
just
stuff
start
up.
Start digging around.
You just saw what he did to the fancy thermometer.
What happens if you turn it? Will it still work upside down?
Obviously. Well, I don't know.
And here's one more question. So how do the balls maneuver around each other?
Like, great question.
Like, how do they?
They don't. They just stack up.
So it's, so it goes, I see.
The composition of the liquids is not important for the functioning of the thermometer. They merely function as fixed weights, and their colors are only for decoration.
They look like fishing bobbers.
They do, yeah.
They're very pretty.
Can you imagine if Andrew would have been around when Copernicus was working things out?
I got news for
you. Why do you mean it's in the middle?
It is not 80 degrees in this room.
It feels like it.
It's not that
hotter?
Hot. No.
I'm a bit chilly.
What?
I'm,
it is sweltering.
I'm
in here.
Warm, but I'm not warm. 80 warm. If it's okay, 80 maybe not degrees, 80. I would be.
But I will say, I had this discussion with some friends this weekend who also didn't think it was too hot this weekend. I process heat maybe slightly differently than some of the other people in this room.
It was incredibly hot this
weekend. It was sweltering. It was miserable.
Totally. Is that why you shaved?
And I'm built like a seal. It is part of why I shaved.
Yeah, I get that.
Now that you mention it, you're not built like a seal.
Yeah, I've got the insulation. So I feel like, you know,
man, you could probably luge without a luge.
I'm processing heat a bit differently these days, is what I'm saying.
Like in a water slide, you'd be the king.
So I think
watch him.
I could drop this 80 down a little bit, if you know what I mean. It could be 80.
I don't know what you mean.
Why do you keep saying, if you know what I'm saying, about like your body temperature?
You
no one's
my,
following
if you. Catch my
I don't
drift.
Understand the fact that you're built like a seal allows you to manipulate physics.
It's a gift.
Look Steve at my Murray belly. Will... Look at my belly. We're down to 72. Look at my belly.
Are you
Here
sure
comes
you
the humidity.
Can do that?
I am a.
Dave Murray's
going
to be able to.
Am I sure I can do what? Move this?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No one.
I don't know.
No one mentioned it to Murray. That's all I need in my
he's
life.
He's going to be able to explain it, though.
Oh, he's going to love. He's going to be crazy about this. He's going to.
Mike Ferguson
picks.
Came in for one day. He brought his Galileo thermometer with him, and we broke it.
Yeah,
we didn't. Andrew break broke his Galileo it. Thermometer. Safety.
That's why they say the DGS ruins everything.
Oh God, the fluid can be ignited, so no open flames.
I mean, it is inside of a glass container.
It is a mineral-based ozone-friendly solvent.
Ooze friendly.
That was almost as dumb as the Macarena comment. Let's focus on that now.
Yeah, man. Rachel's just desperate to shift it off.
It's not,
what an idiot.
It's not a great segment for Lewis and Clark. If you turn it upside down like a Macarena, the ooze will.
Oh, man.
So it's not just water.
I never knew the Macarena was so sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because it's not in English, right?
It's kind of both.
Is it it a mix?
Yeah. What's the dirtiest
what's the
word in
part?
It?
Wiener. When I dance, they call me the Macarena, and all the boys, they say, que soy buena. They all want me. They can't have me.
Really struggled with que
so
soy
they
buena.
All come and dance beside me, move with me, chant with me, and if you're good, I'll take you home with me.
Why am I so horny?
I don't know.
It's a Macarena.
Maybe because I'm looking at a 2-foot long tube and you're saying muy bueno.
Yeah, no, I mean, this said that. This thermometer, it's not the least suggestive thing I've ever seen. I'll say that.
Don't worry about my boyfriend. He's a boy whose name is Victorino. I don't want him. Couldn't stand him. He was no good.
With a name like Victorino?
So now you're heading home with this.
It doesn't even
can't
rhyme with
stand
Macarena.
My
you
boyfriend
moved
Victorino.
Enchanted with her, so now you're going home, and Victorino could be waiting
he
there
could,
for
he
you?
Could be coming by.
Victorino sounds like you had to come up with a fake name on the spot, and like you just kind of kept going with it.
It sounds like if Beefarino came alive.
His name's Victorino.
I was thinking about what I would really do if one day I run across a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because they're 9 foot tall, 800 pound animals. They rip you in half. You have to have a plan. Here, if I have the presence of mind, I think here's what I would do. First thing I do is I pull my pants down.
Okay. I did not see that coming.
That's exactly my point. It stops everyone.
Even the foot?
Especially the Squatch.
Okay.
Like, first of all, he's not expecting to see a human. And then when he does, he expects them to just freak out. And this guy pulls his pants down. Mm-hmm. So right there, he's like, I don't even know what's happening. Then I smack my head, and I do this.
That's a good one. You've always been good at that one.
By this time, he's completely confused. Completely confused. What? There's no whoops. There's no growls.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, am I in danger?
Mm-hmm. Have I stumbled across a new species?
Exactly right.
Yeah. I know what I'm not doing. I've talked about this before.
You're not running.
I'm not running. We've never had indisputable evidence, video. Nobody's ever been killed by a Bigfoot before. So I'm not running. I'm going straight at him. And I'm getting the video. I'm getting the proof. And if I happen to be the first and only person ever
torn in half by a Bigfoot, so be it. They've never killed anyone before. I have no reason to believe that they're...
You know, it's going to be interesting.
So I'm not running.
It's going to be interesting if we go on our Bigfoot hunt.
Yeah.
And you and I run into one.
Yeah. And you get naked.
As you charge him, I pull my pants down, I smack my head, and he's like...
He didn't know what to do.
Is that a wiener? What kind of sound is... And then Tony's just... Bah!
I'm not running.
And as soon as there, she'd be like, oh my God, he pulled his pants down. Mm-hmm.
Well, could somebody please capture him, maybe, or at least, you know.
9 foot tall, 800 pounds.
Maybe we could have a lasso of some sort.
What'd Andrew do?
I'm not going to have a lasso with me when I'm charging.
So, you're not? Mr. Bigfoot? We apologize for the dong, first of all, and...
Sorry, my associate keeps trying to lasso you.
Sorry he unleashed it, but he does this for all cryptids. Should see what he did to a chupacabra.
Crazy dog.
That's a crazy dog, as mm-hmm. I understand.
Just take
it.
Him to a dry cleaner. Dante has a thought about Bigfoot. Hello, Dante.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, what's going on, brother? I get it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, so first off, man, if you drop your drawers for the Bigfoot, we're going to have a whole bunch of Dave Squatches. So I don't know if that's the plan.
the next generation of feet will be much smaller.
No, what I'm thinking is, brother, you got to do a move that I guess we coined back in the early 2000s called the Obama. You just got to kowtow for the man. I mean, you know how animals are in a kingdom. You bow down before him, and then boom, there you go. It's that submissiveness.
Okay.
What if I did this?
Show him your belly.
What if I just gave my best shot at dropping my pants, and yeah. if it doesn't seem to impress him, that's when I just drop to the ground.
Just full submit.
You really want to drop those drawers, don't
I'm not going to turn around. I'm not showing him my backside.
No.
I'm full front.
He's like 8 feet tall, bro.
All I'm hoping to do is make him for 2 seconds go, what the hell is that?
So I have time to take
so
the picture.
So you have time to take the picture.
So I have time to take the picture.
And then I'm trying to run away with my pants around my ankles.
And I'm going after him.
I like Dante's thought, though.
The
next generation of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. People will be like,
right on.
Yeah. Thank you, Dante.
Your kids are half big feet.
I would say this thing was maybe 5'9", very little hair on top.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.